This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A major intersection in Aurora is expected to be closed for days. Colfax and Peoria will be blocked off while crews work to extinguish a fire that broke out Saturday at a construction site for an apartment complex. Aurora officials said on Sunday they would investigate the cause of the blaze once it is safe to approach the site. No other buildings were damaged and no injuries have been reported from the fire. COVID hospitalizations remain flat in Colorado, but with winter here, the state is urging vaccination to protect against respiratory viruses. CPR health reporter John Daly says hospitalizations are well below last year's winter spike.
But COVID-19 vaccinations are way down from earlier years. The CDC is warning COVID and flu could surge and strain hospitals, and a new variant is spreading quickly in other states. Dr. Rachel Herlihy is the state epidemiologist.
We absolutely want and encourage people to receive the updated COVID vaccine. We know that's going to be the best way to protect yourself from infection.
The CDC says vaccination can also reduce the risk of long COVID. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Congratulations are in order for a long-distance elephant couple who are pregnant, according to the Denver Zoo. The father is Jake, a 14-year-old Asian elephant at the Denver Zoo. His sperm was used to artificially inseminate Jade, a 17-year-old Asian elephant at the St. Louis Zoo. Jade is now 10 months pregnant with her first calf. She is due late next year or in early 2025. Asian elephant pregnancies can last nearly 2 years. 18 to 22 months on average, the longest of any mammal. This is CPR News and KRCC.